PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. Face UK competition probe over wallet. Deals UK competition authorities have opened a formal probe into commercial agreements between PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa over digital wallet services, according to a Reuters report published on May 7, 2026. The investigation centers on how the three companies structure deals that determine which payment rails sit inside mobile wallets used by millions of British consumers. The probe targets contractual arrangements rather than a single product. Regulators want to understand whether the deals lock in incumbents, raise the cost of moving payments through digital wallets, or restrict the ability of newer issuers, including crypto card programs, to compete on equal terms. The Reuters dispatch is the primary public record so far, and the regulator has not published a full-scope document. A probe into the plumbing, not the front end. Most consumers experience digital wallets through Apple Pay, Google Pay, or PayPal checkout. Behind those interfaces sit Visa and MasterCard tokenization services, network fees, and bilateral agreements that govern which BIN ranges qualify, how much each transaction costs, and which issuers get preferential treatment. The UK case appears focused on those layers. That distinction matters. A competition action on the back end can reshape pricing for every issuer riding the same rails, which is almost the entire crypto card industry. Cards from Crypto.com, Coinbase, Nexo, Wirex, Plutus, and dozens of others run on either Visa or MasterCard, and most of them rely on Apple Pay and Google Pay support for in-store contactless use. Crypto cards sit in the middle of a four-party chain. A typical crypto card transaction passes through four parties before settling. The issuer's processor, the card network, Visa or MasterCard, the merchant acquirer, and the consumer's wallet provider. Each layer takes a cut. Industry estimates put the combined network and wallet share at roughly 0.5 to 0.9% of the transaction, separate from the crypto to fiat spread the issuer applies at point of sale. If the UK regulator decides the wallet contracts inflate that share or restrict access for non-incumbent issuers, the remedy could go in two directions. A pricing remedy would lower the network or wallet fee on UK card-present transactions. A structural remedy would force network and wallet operators to publish standard terms, opening the door for newer issuers to negotiate the same rates as incumbents. The ripple into UK card programs. The UK is a sizable market for crypto cards. Issuers including Wirex, Plutus, Bitpanda, and Uphold all run UK-eligible programs that depend on the same Visa and MasterCard tokenization services now under review. A change in the underlying rails would flow through to every product in that group. There is also a second-order effect. Newer self-custody card programs that aim to bypass the traditional issuer model still ultimately rely on a Visa or MasterCard BIN sponsor. If the UK forces standardization in network terms, smaller self-custody issuers could find the cost of launching a UK-eligible product fall, which would expand the set of cards available to UK users. Markets shrugged. Crypto markets are not pricing this as a near-term catalyst. As of May 7, 2026, BTC trades at $80,093, down 0.4% on the day. ETH at $2,323, down 1.7%. And the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 50, neutral. Visa and MasterCard equities will likely react in London trading, but the read-through to crypto card economics will only show up if and when the regulator publishes specific findings. The probe is at an early stage. UK competition cases of this size usually run 12 to 24 months between opening and provisional findings, and longer if the parties contest the scope. Crypto card issuers operating in the UK should track the timeline because any remedy that lands on Visa, MasterCard, or PayPal will land on every product riding their networks. For consumers, nothing changes today. Cards continue to work, Apple Pay and Google Pay continue to provision new tokens, and fees remain at their published levels. The interesting question is what the UK case signals to other regulators. The European Commission and the US Department of Justice have both run their own actions against card network practices in recent years, and a UK finding would add to a growing body of competition pressure on the duopoly that crypto card programs are forced to build on top of.